Hi, that was pretty good timing there. So we are currently looking at using energy efficiency to offset some emissions in a non-interference SIP demonstration. We want to lift the summertime Reed vapor pressure standard for the gasoline in the Charlotte non-attainment area. So we need a control measure to match the Reed vapor pressure standard reductions. So we have been working with EPA for a couple years now on understanding this issue and using the tools they have available. And EPA has been extremely helpful. We had a workshop with them in the fall of 2012, and that started us off. And we've been did the beta testing for AVERT, and we're just now that it's been issued, we're just starting to examine the tool for use in the SIP. And they've been extremely helpful and responsive, very quick response to our questions, so that's been great. We do have a renewable portfolio standard on the books, which is a reduction of 12.5% by 2020, and 40% of it can be met with energy efficiency, so that's pretty high. And so we feel like this tool is going to really help us understand how it's going to change generation in North Carolina. And I think an important thing to understand is that this is kind of a stepwise learning process. You're not going to understand all of this at once. Like I said, we've been working with them for over a year now, and just starting to understand how this is going to impact us in North Carolina. So I just want to encourage everybody to start learning, even if you don't have a specific SIP or specific use for the tool right now. Hello?
Great. Thank you, Paula.
Oh, okay. Everybody was just very quiet.
Yeah, thank you. We were on mute. We have one last poll question that we're going to do before we launch into the Q&A session. So let me launch the poll question right now. You should see it on your screen. The question is, how do you plan to use AVERT to promote the emission benefits of current energy efficiency and renewable energy programs, to help with regulatory compliance, such as the National Ambient Air Quality Standard, SIPs, to make the case for creating new energy efficiency or renewable energy programs, or to compare the emission impacts of different energy efficiency or renewable energy programs? Please take a moment and reply to the poll. Okay, and I'm going to share the results now.
Okay, Lauren, it looks like 36% of people said they plan to use it to compare emission impacts of different EERE programs, 34% said to help with regulatory compliance, 16% said to promote the emission benefits of current EERE programs, and 14% said to make the case for creating new EERE programs.
Great, thank you.